Take care, Ben. Get all your antennas screwed back on.
I hope so.
Yeah,
I did. I was just checking it out. First thing I'm going to do when I get in is I'm going to see if I can switch the UHF one to a quarter wave, and then I think I've got a stealthier multibander. The other radio has to do 800 predominantly, but I also use it for GMRS sometimes, that tri-band radio. So, I don't know, I'll have to see if I can put something a little less obnoxious up there.
What's the other two bands, if I, you don't mind me asking?
VHF, UHF, and 800.
You know that antenna I told you I bought from the Big M and put on my work car? So it's got like a spring-loaded coil on it and on the bottom. Just a little stick. It looks like a quarter wave with a spring on it. It's fairly heavy compared to most ones. I ran a sweep on it the other day with my little Chinese DNA meter, and you should see the sweep on it for us. It's unbelievably beautiful. I mean, it's like at the 147, it's almost 1-to-1, and then it creeps up a little bit to about 1.5, 1.6, and then it comes right back down at like 462. It is like the perfect antenna for UHF, for, you know, somebody that's using a radio that does both PM and GMRS.